This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin in France, where on this day of the Olympics opening ceremony, they are dealing with a tax on the high-speed rail network. Hundreds of thousands of people trying to visit Paris for the Games are stuck. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
France's renowned high-speed rail network has been hit with widespread acts of vandalism, including arson attacks, paralyzing travel to Paris from across the rest of France and Europe. The nation's sports minister, Amélie Oudéa-Castéra, hits out at the perpetrators of the attacks on the eve of the Olympic opening ceremony, saying it's appalling.
I condemn them, extremely strongly. It's just unacceptable. It's probably a large-scale sabotage with some malicious acts probably coordinating. We're still in the process of analyzing all the impacts.
The minister hasn't yet identified who's behind the vandalism. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, Vice President and presidential candidate Kamala Harris is winning the support of President Obama and his wife Michelle. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
A person familiar with their talks says Obama and Harris have been in regular touch since President Biden said he'd end his campaign. They've been close for 20 years, and she's often used him as a sounding board.
Thank you both. It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this too, aren't we?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yesterday, Vice President Harris urged Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal with Hamas soon. Today, Netanyahu will meet with former President Trump in Florida. They've arrested a suspect in that big wildfire near the city of Chico, California. This is AP News. If you fly Southwest Airlines, you're going to want to hear this.
Southwest Airlines has announced it plans to drop the open boarding system it has used for more than 50 years and will start assigning passengers to seats. That's how the other big airlines do it. Southwest says it has been running tests and surveying customers. Its research shows that preferences have changed over the years, and most travelers now want to know where they are sitting before they get to the airport. Southwest's unusual boarding process started as a fast way to load passengers and limit the time that planes and crews spent sitting idly on the ground, not making money. It allowed the company to add a few more flights to its daily schedule. Many of Southwest's loyal customers love open seating, but the airline thinks they will adapt. I'm Mike Hempen.
Gas is about $3.52 a gallon this morning, up about 2 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.